This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1001. How to know the difference between A and the in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we tackle a common grammar stumbling point. How do you know when to use the versus a? We'll show you how to know the difference, and we'll give you a three-step framework to get started on the right track today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
It's going really well, Michelle. Everything's good.
Good, good. Gosh, well, we are just coming off of episode 1000, which was amazing. So here we are on the other side of 1000.
I feel very different, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I should have gotten like a new hairdo or something.
I know, yeah, really.
Episodes.
Actually, I'm getting a haircut on Saturday. So,
hey, there you go.
There you go. It's like when you have a birthday and some people always ask you like, oh, how does it feel? Like, how does it feel? And you're like, the same.
I know.
But this is exciting.
The same.
this is exciting. Can you believe that? I mean, gosh, we're halfway through August. Can you believe we're almost through with the summer? No.
Yeah, it's incredible. And pretty soon here coming up in a few weeks, we have our urban adventure in Boston.
Nice.
So that is going to be cool. We completed the one in New York. Guys, we're recording a little bit in advance here. So, but we are just excited to meet our listeners this summer and enjoy using these cities as a way to learn English and build connection. It's going to be so cool.
Always have a great time. All right. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
So Lindsay, today we have a listener question. Hannah wrote to us with a question, a grammar question.
Oh,
would you mind reading it for us?
Okay. So Hannah, so she says, hi, Lindsay and Michelle. I'm totally a big fan of your podcast and all of the episodes. All of this podcast helps me to improve my English and I really appreciate it. The reason I'm writing about this message is that I want to know when is the best time to write and the in an essay. I'm so confused now. Plus, for example, when I write a report about country things, many natives just use the United Nations or just United Nations. I think she means the United Nations, right?
Right, right.
Without using the or the. If you read my message, can you let me know that usage about A and the? Have a great day. Okay, Hannah, nice question.
Great, great, great. Okay. Well, let's get into it. This is a great question and, you know, it was something that's very important that a lot of people wonder about. So just before we get into it, I want to let our listeners know we did an episode about the pronunciation of like different articles, like and A, right?
Yeah.
So that's episode 824 if you want to listen to that.
Yeah, guys, if you're on our blog, allearsenglish.com, you just type it in the search bar. Or if you're listening in the iOS app, just type it in the new search bar there, too. So lots of ways to reach that episode.
Fantastic. So, all right. So, Lindsay, I mean, articles can be some of the most confusing parts of English, do you think?
Oh, my gosh. I think natives even get them confused, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, and certainly if somebody's trying to explain the difference, it can be very confusing. I mean, I do think that people get confused between them a lot. I think, you know, of course, like native speakers, we probably don't think about it as much. But if we're trying to explain it or to think about why we use articles in a certain way, it's kind of can be tough.
It's really tough. So it's kind of second nature for native speakers. So that's right. Why it's hard for them to teach it. But guys, we are going to push ourselves today and try to lay out some patterns, right? Patterns is the key thing. Is that right, Michelle? Finding patterns.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. It's, you know, some of it is just memorization and not worrying so much about why, but some of it is about memorization. So like for as far as your question, United Nations. So not United Nation, United Nations, right? Yeah, we would say the United Nations or the UN. I don't know why it would be, there would be no the. I haven't heard of United Nation.
Yeah, it sounds like a mistake, right? It sounds like, just a mistake. So the United Nations.
Right. Yes, if you're talking about like, you know, it as a whole and, you know, if you're just saying like, oh, the United States is a United Nation or something like that, and you're not talking about the group, you know, the United Nations, right? Yeah. I think that there should be a the.
Yeah, if you're talking about isn't the main location of the United Nations in New York on the east side?
Yes.
39th Street? Yeah. If you're talking about that place, that building, that group, that organization, the United Nations, for sure.
Right. So, but you know, in these situations, there are a lot of little rules and many exceptions, and we're not going to get into all of that today because that's mostly about memorization, and there are some nitty-gritty rules to remember, but we're going to get into something different. We're going to focus on the today with a rule to start off with, and this is good. I know Hannah was asking about writing essays, but this is good for both spoken and written English.
Exactly. And that's the key. You guys are going to take these basic patterns and then use them and then start listening to natives and see if you find that these patterns continue. And then that's the time to start producing them. I like that. Like we learn, then we listen, then we produce the language.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Learn,
so
listen,
good.
Produce.
Little very framework. Good. Yeah. Cool. Okay, Michelle. So what do we have to know here? What's the first pattern?
So the is a definite article, right? Okay, so, and this can be used singular or plural, right? Okay. So, when can you use the?
Well, so when you're talking about something that is specific, but it's well known, it's like everyone knows about it. That's the main time that we're using the, right? So, for example, let's go to the store tomorrow. So, here it sounds like you want to go to a particular store, and the person you're talking about probably knows which store you're talking about. It's not out of the blue. It's not unknown.
Right. We know, like, if you say that to me, I know which store we're talking about. It's just like a shared piece of information.
Yeah. Or sometimes if we're talking, let's take the example, let's go to the movies tomorrow. So I don't know exactly what movie, but you know the idea of the movies.
Right.
The idea of going to the cinema, getting some popcorn, buying your ticket and sitting down, right? It's like this specific thing that you do. It's a ritual.
Right. Definitely. Yeah. That's a really good point, Lindsay. So that's the first thing we want you to realize with the. Okay. And then what about and, Lindsay? What are those?
Well, when you're talking about something that's more general that you probably don't necessarily know which one, or it doesn't matter which one, which store, which movie, right? Let's go to a store tomorrow. Let's go to a shoe store. Let's find a shoe store tomorrow because I have a wedding shower to go to on Sunday and I need to buy new shoes. So let's find a shoe store. Random.
Right. Yeah. So when you say to me, let's go to the store tomorrow, it's that we know which store. But if you say, let's go to a store tomorrow, well, pick one. Let's look online and find a store.
Yeah, you got it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And something to remember, guys, is that sometimes we can change from to the in one sentence or conversation. So, and it's really about how many times it's mentioned. So, for example, Lindsay, let's climb a tree.
Which tree do you want to climb?
Oh, the tree on the corner of 10th and Smith.
Yeah. So that's a good example of in the first situation, let's climb a tree. We don't know which tree. It's random. It's general. And then in the second one, the tree on the corner of 10th and Smith. You're being very specific there.
Right. So this can change just in a tiny conversation. The first mention where we don't know which one, and then the second mention where I'm being specific.
You got it. So this is good. This really breaks it down and makes it pretty simple, Michelle. I like this. So I hope our listeners are taking notes.
Oh, yeah. Go for it. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. So here are just a few more examples. So if I say, I am looking for a book. The name of the book is Learning English.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
again,
general and specific, right? Guys, now that we are beyond episode 1000, we want to get your questions so that we can make the next 1000 episodes as amazing as the first. Send us your questions to lindsay@allearsenglish.com. Be specific and make your question relevant to your real experience speaking or listening to English, and we'll answer it on the show. I can't wait to read your questions, guys. Thanks.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Right, right, right. Or what's another one, Lindsay?
So do you need a piece of paper? Right? Or do you have a piece of paper? I think we forgot to put a verb in there in our notes.
Do you a piece of paper? Yep. Sorry about that. Do you have a piece of paper, or what else could you say?
Do you have the piece of paper? Right. This is something specific, right? There is a piece of paper, the piece of paper that has the notes written down. They are notes that everyone knows about, right?
Right.
So
whereas the first one is like, oh, you need to borrow a piece of paper. Like, I have a whole notebook of blank sheets of paper and you just want to use one and it doesn't matter. Like, you're not like, oh, the 50th piece in the book.
Yeah. Right. You got it. Yeah. That's a really good contrast. So these are two very different ways of thinking about nouns, guys.
Right, right, right. Definitely. So those are the basic things to remember. You know, again, how many times is something being mentioned, right? The first time, if you don't know what you're talking about, right? If I'm talking to Lindsay and either I'm just not being specific, or maybe I don't know, like the shoe store example, right? Mm-hmm. Then I would use But once we get a little bit more specific, even if it's just the second time we're mentioning it, then that's when we start to use the.
Yeah, I love that. Love that. All right. That's good. And it'd be good to see this in action a bit more. Do we have a role play, Michelle?
Oh, we sure do.
Cool. I know our listeners love the role plays here, so that's really helpful. Okay.
Good, good, good. So in this situation, Lindsay, you inspired me because you recently moved.
It's very refreshing to move.
Oh yeah. Well, once you actually get it done, are you pretty much like unpacked or still
We are unpacked. We haven't put up the stuff on the wall in the living room yet, so we're not quite decorated. I'm not sure when that's gonna happen, to be honest. But we're definitely unpacked and settled in here. So I'm feeling good. Feeling refreshed. And yeah, the change, when I think about my old place, I'm like, oh my god, I would not want to be back there still.
Yeah.
But when it came to moving, I was like, I'm not sure if I wanna leave. You know what I mean? But now I'm on the other side, I'm like, oh great, I'm in a new place. It's nice and it feels good.
Was it hard for you to leave at all because you'd been there so long? Did you have like a last look around and like emotional?
I did. Yeah. Kind of. I had like a walk through the neighborhood after cleaning it all up, and I kind of reflected a little bit.
Yeah.
But mostly it just felt like the right time to move. So I was glad. Mostly it just felt like the right, you know, you have a feeling about if you're making the right choice, basically. And it just felt like a good time to get out. So, yeah.
And I have to say, Lindsay, I just hit 5 days ago, I hit 1 year in my new apartment, and I still don't have things up on the wall completely. So when you said, I don't know when that's going to happen, don't let it be a year.
Oh no, that's bad news.
We have some stuff. Like there's some stuff, but it's only because my husband does it. I would, if it were me, nothing would be up on the wall. He's the good one about it, but we still have a long way to go.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, we'll try to not make it a year.
Yes, for sure. Okay, so let's get into this role play. I know you guys are waiting. So in this role play, Lindsay, you and I are going to be roommates.
Oh, my gosh. Sounds like you want to be my roommate, Michelle. We have a lot of scenarios where we're roommates.
I know. We would have a lot of fun. We could record 10 times the amount of podcasts.
All the time.
All the time. We'll just record. We'll do a reality show instead of a podcast.
Yeah, right.
All right. So in here, we're signing the paperwork for our new apartment.
Okay. So here we go.
Okay. Okay. So does this bedroom have an AC?
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Okay, phew. Whew. It got so hot in the summer.
I know. So, are you ready?
Yes, let's go for it. Do you have a pen?
I did. The pen I gave you earlier when you signed the birthday card earlier.
Oh, you're right. Oh, here it is. Okay.
Okay, good. All right, so this is good. Okay. So, we've got some really good examples of A, an, and the. Let's see what we did here.
Okay, good. So the first one I said, does this bedroom have an AC? So I didn't say AC because...
Mm-hmm. You said because of the vowel at the beginning of AC, right? And usually what I would say would just be like, does it have AC without any article, right? So that's really common too, right? Do you have AC in your apartment? Right.
Yeah, you could do that as well. Yeah. So, but I didn't say does this bedroom have the AC? I'm just asking. It doesn't matter what AC it is.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It would be weird if you said, does this bedroom have the AC? Which AC do you mean? Like, are you talking about the AC that was in my apartment before and we brought it over? Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. And what's the next thing?
You said, okay, phew, it gets so hot in the summer. Yeah. Okay.
So why not a summer? I mean, there are many, you know, I mean.
Well, you could say a summer, right? There was a summer in my childhood when the temperatures got above 115 Fahrenheit. I remember, right? It was 1985, for example, right? There was a summer, one summer. But in this case, you're talking about generally the summer, in the summer and the fall, the seasons.
Right. Exactly. Good. And then I said, we're getting ready to sign. And I said, do you have a pen? I don't care which pen you have. I just want to know if you have one.
Exactly. I love that. And then we contrast that with what I said. I said, I did the pen I gave you earlier when you signed the birthday card earlier. So that's being more specific because we're talking about a specific pen.
But what about the whole birthday card thing? I mean, we didn't talk about that already.
Well, because you're referring to it, right? Because it doesn't mean that you had to mention it. It just means that you've had that activity. You've signed a birthday card together, and now it becomes the birthday card that we already signed.
Right. Because we both know. There's no question. When you say that the birthday card earlier, you are confident that I know which birthday card you're talking about. So you're using the. Yep. It's a specific one. I mean, every once in a while, there can be something confusing because if somebody says the, you assume the other person knows what you're talking about, but they don't always know. So like, oh, are you going to go to the bar later? I think you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
So I think you know. So I'm using the. But if you don't, you would say, wait, which one, right?
Yeah. I love that.
So there can be things like that.
Oh, this is so good. So this really makes it clear. I feel like this episode has been good because we're showing very clear differences between A and the. And yeah, there will be times when it'll get murky, guys. It'll get confusing. But if you stick to these patterns, this is going to help a lot. What's the takeaway today, Michelle?
Yeah, well, just like you said, I mean, they can be complicated. And, you know, there are many, many different rules and different, you know, ideas of like where you can use the and, right? Or nothing at all. Like in the United Nations, right? But, you know, start small. So here we gave you one key way to tell the difference. And this is kind of like a good foundation. But guys, look at newspaper articles, read blogs, anything you like to read and find examples, right, Lindsay?
Yes. Yeah, both reading and listening. So now that you know the pattern, like we said in the beginning, you want to go out and listen for it and look for it in your written material, reading material, right? And then you're going to start producing it, right? So follow that kind of three-step pattern. Learn, listen, and then produce so that you feel that confidence. I love it.
Right. Okay. Well, this has been fun. And thank you so much to Hannah for that great question.
All right. Such a good topic. Michelle, thanks for planning this episode. And guys, we'll see you back on the show very soon.
All right. Thanks, Lindsay. Bye, guys.
Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.